Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
I want to welcome everybody back to the Smith and Rowland podcast. Join us at KingdomPropheticSociety.org. Please join. Go to the website and join. Can I just say, give a plug about the website?
Please do.
There is videos on there. There is articles, written articles on there. There is so much wonderful things on the website. Watch. Let me just say this. All of our podcasts is on the website.
All of our podcasts are
Unplugged. All of the
Sunday shows.
Sunday show. Uh-huh. And the Unplugs, you have a podcast that's on there,
and
teaching podcast.
Teaching, and you
I have a teaching podcast. You could go to Kingdom Prophetic Society.
Melvin's
got his podcast.
Melvin's got
there.
His gardening podcast.
Yes,
if you
absolutely.
Want to know about gardening and what we do. But
it is a great website. And also, there's a lot of opportunity to interact with with others on there. And there's just some good stuff on there.
Yeah,
and
we've actually had the... We're trying to get the Kingdom Prophetic Society. That's if somebody wants to get a little closer into us, because we're going to be even having probably one to two conferences a year.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's
we'll
coming
have
up.
Special things to the members.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we'll be getting into more of that as well.
Now, I'm excited about what God's going to do in the days to come. I really am.
I just can't.
So join us at the KingdomPropheticSociety.org. Alan, tell them where they can – we've got to – several different platforms we're on as far as
we've
the podcast
got Facebook, stuff. Rumble, YouTube, Vimeo, Podbean, Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast, and Audible, and WSIC on Thursday mornings,
yep.
and 3WC
Sunday
afternoon, 6:30.
Yep.
That's
yep.
about 45 minutes from now.
45 minutes from now,
we'll be on
3WC.
3WC
in Wilkesboro. That's with Dr. Angela Henley.
Yeah, wow. Just knocked my hat in the creek right there.
Wow, okay. Hey, in the last segment, we was talking about what's going on at Michigan State and the professor that is demanding donations to Planned Parenthood.
From the students.
Calling it a membership fee of $99 from the students in order to take her class. They have to give to that, and all the money goes to Planned Parenthood or other far-left organizations.
Might be good to do a little audit on that.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything here. But you brought up a point. We were talking about political correctness and how that's infiltrated into the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing in the universities is happening in the business world, and that is promoted by our government. Political correctness, think about it, is a promotion of the government. But you mentioned something in the last segment that I want us to pick up on. You said this is not a law, and it's not. So if it's not a law, what is it? I will argue that it is a spirit. It is not just an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a spirit that is devastating our society. And it's indoctrinating the minds of children that attend in some cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in every case and not in every class. I'm sure there's some professors out there
that are great people. Oh, yeah.
I've just never met them.
Well,
and,
we could teach, but.
Well, I've often thought my gift for intellectual articulation would be wonderful.
You don't have to do
to share
this.
With the world.
You don't have to do that. You're making Haley very nervous.
I'm sure I am.
DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
And let me read this definition off of Wikipedia, if I might.
Yep.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion refers to the organizational frameworks which seek to promote the fair treatment and full participation of all people. I thought we already had a Bill of Rights. Just correct me, somebody, if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So here we got a unwritten Bill of Rights. Where I got a Bill of Rights, somebody, read it. And it says particular groups who have historically been underrepresented or subject to discrimination on the basis of identity or disability. Now, don't say what you're thinking. Do the three-second rule. 3 second rule. 3 second rule.
You know, man, you just had a conversation yesterday or day before one. I can't remember which day it was. We had a conversation where we said, we need to really guard what we say.
We did. I know. Throw it out the window.
And can I tell you, that one is fixing to go bye-bye if we continue down this trail.
Well, the DEI, which I was sharing with you, how many corporate – the huge thing here is the merging of government and corporations.
That's huge. We've crossed the line at that point into a government run by stakeholders instead of by the people.
By the people. And I'm afraid, Jeff, I'm just afraid. Call me a conspiracy guy, I guess. I'm sure some will. But I'm afraid that this one's been going on a long time.
It's been building for decades.
Now, here's what's got me upset. The corporations and the big companies are coming out of the closet.
Yeah. Yes.
God, I'm just saying.
I'm not liking what they look like when they're coming out of said closet.
They're coming out of the closet here, and we've had the corporations. And now you see, that's where I agree with some people on the left.
Yeah.
Now don't shoot me.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Because some people on the left understand this problem of big corporations, but now the left's been shanghaied.
Yes, they have.
By the junk, but...
Basically, classic liberalism is falling to progressive leftism.
That's it. Say that again.
Classic liberalism is falling to progressive leftists.
Leftists.
They've hijacked what used to be the Democrat Party.
Well, you can take, like we've talked about it, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Right.
Is kind of old school Democrat.
Yeah.
And got more sense than anybody out there.
Well, watch it.
Well, him and the other Kennedy guy.
John Kennedy. Oh, boy. I'm a big fan.
I just love
him.
I hate to say it, but the Kennedys
But let me tell you, Robert Kennedy Jr. is running for president.
Mm-hmm.
He's being slandered by the right and the left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only Democrat I know of that I've heard talk that talks with some common sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. Maybe I have already said this. But I'm going to say this. On so many of the issues, and I'll stand by this, there's not a piece of paper difference between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump.
Now, that right there will get us minus 30 negative.
I know it will.
But now you need to say it again because it's true.
It's the truth. There's not a piece of paper difference between Robert F. Kennedy and Donald Trump on many of the issues. And here's the problem. Listen to this. Robert Kennedy is polling in the presidential campaign to about 30%.
Okay.
And the Democrat Party is not going to let him debate.
Not going to let him debate Biden.
They're not going to let Biden debate.
If the Democratic Party
in primary debate
does not elect Kennedy as their presidential candidate,
mm-hmm.
If they do not do that, just kiss the Democratic Party. It's too late.
It's too late.
It's just too late.
And my point being, what you said is right. The progressive left has hijacked what used to be considered classic liberalism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was a time when we were kids, and Ed will remember this, and I think Ed would agree with this. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party had differences, philosophical differences. The common ground, however, was they all loved the country and wanted what was best for the country.
Mm-hmm. And for the most part, valued Christian.
Absolutely.
Christian ethics.
Then when you get into the Carter years, it began to deteriorate, and in a rapid decline, we find ourselves now with a government that is promoting the sexualization of children in schools.
Mm-hmm.
The sexualization of children in schools. Now you've got a Democrat running for president against Joe Biden. That, you know what he's been saying? The corporate world has too much involvement in the political process. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's running on what we are somewhat talking about here.
I bet he'll not be at next Davos meeting.
No. He's already come out against Davos and the whole World Economic Forum. I've heard him talk about that as well. My point is, though, is in this society... this global society of corporate governance, they have created this diversity, equity, and inclusion office that has just appeared out of nothing.
It's appeared out of nowhere. And I might add again, I know I'm repeating myself, they're trying to take over the Bill of Rights.
Yes, they are. They're trying to replace
they're
it.
They're trying to replace
with
it.
With government laws that are not laws.
That aren't written.
They're not written laws that's voted on by the people. It is it's a philosophical opinion that the government is trying to project through corporations onto a larger segment of society. They already own the academic world.
And I'll take it a step further.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's out of the pit of hell, and it's slimy, and it lives in a swamp.
You know what? You're sounding more and more like me the more you're around me.
Oh, yeah,
you are
who I want to be like when I grow up.
Go. That's bad. Nonetheless, can I tell you that it's not a law, Alan? It is a spirit.
It is definitely a spirit.
Okay, so if we're going to talk about these things that's going on, we have to come to a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you both know what the solution is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not political.
Mm-hmm.
We can you can put Donald Trump back in.
Mm-hmm.
You can put Robert F. Kennedy
mm-hmm.
Jr. in.
Mm-hmm.
You can put, I don't know, we could resurrect Ronald Reagan or Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to help. There's not a political solution to a spiritual problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take the people of God experiencing revival on a level that it changes their life. And then that life shines light into the darkness surrounding us and brings change
mm-hmm.
to society.
I don't even think that every citizen of the United States needs to understand some of these things at perhaps the level we do, and there's many more that understand it far greater than
right.
we do. But we're not saying that every citizen needs to understand it at that level, but somebody's got to report what the truth is about what's really going on spiritually
yeah.
and politically.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And what's happening. I mean,
and the relationship
judge
the
what
two.
We say, because yeah. me and you have said over and over, we're not Democrat or Republican.
No.
There's three sides to this.
That's
Democrat,
exactly right.
Republican, and God.
And God's side.
And you and I are trying our best
trying.
To stay on God's side. Now, if a Democrat or Republican agrees with God's side, we'll agree with them.
Absolutely.
So we're not Democrat or Republican. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but we're not either.
Yeah, right.
And but we think there's a third side here, and it's God's.
You know, I'm interested in, you brought up in the first segment about the lady that is trying to make sure your cows are happy, and how, and that is, that's a genuine thing mm-hmm. that's going on in
that's happening
in
right now, and it will probably be within the next year or 2 years, you will have to report your garden.
And that's what I was going to bring up. Do you think we're headed for a time, let me make a statement instead of asking a question. I think
mm-hmm.
that we're already in a socialistic society in America.
Mm-hmm.
I think as this socialist type mentality prevails more and more, if we keep heading down this road,
mm-hmm.
if it keeps prevailing more and more, it will become Marxist.
Mm-hmm.
In manifestation. It's
mm-hmm.
already Marxist in nature,
mm-hmm.
but it could become Marxist in its manifestation toward the people.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I see a time, if the Lord Jesus don't come call us out of here pretty quick, that the government could seize our assets to even include our food.
Well, the greatest weapon in warfare is food.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you got soldiers on the front line, let them run out of food for 48 hours. See
yeah,
what you
and
got.
See what happens.
So the biggest weapon is food. After that,
yep.
of course, is your physical health.
Right.
But food is the number one weapon, if you will, of choice. And so as surveillance is put upon us as individuals in the United States, and that's the reason bigger government should be the scariest thing that it, with, to us, you see.
Ronald Reagan made a statement. He was running for president. He said, I'll get this messed up, but I'll give you the gist of it. He said, the scariest words you'll ever hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah, I remember him. I remember him saying that, too. As a matter of fact, I heard him say it on an old Johnny Carson show, just
yeah.
to be honest with you.
Yeah. Scariest words you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
In talking about, you know, we in the first segment, we was talking about Michigan State and what's happening with that professor There's another article on Prophecy News that I want to get your comment on. The article says it isn't just the economy that's on the verge of collapse. Mm-hmm. Well, when we're talking about what's happening with the farming, what you're experiencing, we know that there are other segments of society that is on the verge of collapse. This article goes into it. He says, we are in far more trouble than most people realize. In recent months, our rapidly growing economic problems have gotten a lot of attention, and without a doubt, our economy is heading into really hard times. Mm-hmm. Can I just say that we're facing some elections, and you cannot say that we're better off now than we were pre-COVID. As a matter of fact, I'll even say, I'm not sure you can say you're better off now than we was during COVID. But we have inflation that is on a 40-year high. Our debt is, I was so sickened by what we just experienced when our Congress heralded this great victory concerning the budget that they debt ceiling that they just dealt with, where they kept saying they have saved us over $2 trillion. The problem is they were going to overspend by like $4 or $5 trillion. So we're still another $2 trillion in the hole. They're not budgeting nothing. They're not living. Okay, we are headed for economic disaster. That is not. That's not a newsflash. I think just about every economist agrees on that.
Yeah, I looked at a house yesterday to give an example of what you're saying. And, of course, we all know that houses have been overinflated for, 3 years now, maybe four. And, of course, the interest rate was 3%. Well, so if you take a $100,000 house and sell it for $300,000, which is basically what's happening. I looked at a house yesterday, $350,000, and if you got to put over 150, 175 in it, you're hurting.
Yep.
But here's the problem. $350,000 today, the same loan is 8% interest.
There you go.
You see, so instead of a $1,500 a month house payment, you're going to have a $2,300 a month.
Exactly right.
So, and it's just the difference in that interest.
That's right.
So what's happening now is there's so much money out there that now the growth got too quick, so now they're going to raise interest rates, slow down the growth, and guess what? Have you ever followed another car and they put on the brakes?
It happened to me in my truck the other
that's
day.
Right. Yeah. So what happens? Hit the full board, Bobby. We're going to have a wake. We're going to have a big wake. So that's what happens. That has to be where we're headed.
Absolutely.
And I want to tell you something I heard Jordan Peterson say. I think I even sent you the clip, but Jordan Peterson was being interviewed, and he said, well, this guy asked him, well, what do you think we need to do? And Jordan Peterson, I never seen him quite this serious, just right on the verge of tears. And he said, listen, y'all, you better be finding your ark.
Did he really?
Said, you better be finding your ark. Because he said, what's going to come out of the labs next?
Ooh.
I'm just quoting what he said. He said, what's going to come out of the labs next? You've never seen what's going to hit humanity.
Wow.
Now, there's Jordan Peterson. So I'm like, Jordan Peterson just said that.
Yeah.
He had huge concern. I'll send it to you. We'll talk about it a little bit more.
We need to do another one.
And because we tend to get away all of this stuff on the labs now, it's proven the thing was there and it got let loose or whatever you want to say.
And it's also been proven that, we played a pretty big role in that.
If you call 95% big, I guess we did.
Yeah.
We got some people.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm not against our country, but I am against some people who claiming they're part of this country. Now, come on, somebody. Because they're giving our country a bad name. This is not who we are. We don't play dirty poo. Just because you do, you're tarnishing the name of our country.
That's exactly.
Listen, have I told you lately? I've had it. I just had it.
I can tell.
It's
like you.
Well, we got these people.
I'm so proud of you. You've woken up out of the slumber and the sleep.
Just call me awake, somebody.
Well, this article's talking about.
You got a woke movement? I'm starting awake movement.
Awake movement.
I'm awake.
We need to get awake. Hey, the Bible says to wake up.
That's right.
This article talks about not only is the economy about to implode, But he talks about in this article how every aspect of society. All right, then he says this. Listen to this. The president of Giant Food just admitted to the Washington Post that theft at his stores is completely out of control.
Oh,
Giant Food president Ira Kress.
Same article?
Yeah. Said that theft and violence have risen significantly over the past several years. To say theft has risen tenfold in the last 5 years would not be an understatement. Theft. Okay. Giant has more than 160 locations with stores located in Maryland, Virginia, Washington, Delaware, according to its website. And he said, when I was much younger, I would often stop at Giant Food. In those days, I never witnessed a single shoplifting incident. But now, systematic looting is happening on an industrial scale all over the nation. Now, here's the reason I wanted to do this article here. We are talking about how that political correctness is not a law. Mm-hmm. It's a spirit. It's being pushed by the government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're noticing that nearly every law is being broken by society at a rapid rate.
Mm-hmm.
Every statistic on crime has gone crazy. People are no longer following law. What people are following is spirit. And they're following an unnatural and perverted spirit. They're following the wrong spirit. Lawlessness, you know this, it's not law that keeps us obedient in the scripture. That's not what keeps us. It is the law is fulfilled in love. The love of Christ fulfills the law. So I'm saying that when law is no longer respected in a society, which we need to be a society of law. I'm not saying that we don't. The rule of law is extremely important. But what I'm saying is people are not following the law anymore. The murder rate is through the roof. Theft is through the roof. Everything is happening. I was parked in a truck stop somewhere and went in for how long, Al? 10 minutes and had something stolen off my truck.
Yeah, you had just long enough to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I went in there to get a cup of coffee. I come back and the pull bar was stolen from my truck. I mean, things like this is happening at a rapid rate that we normally used to not even think about. But now laws are no longer respected. So people are following spirit. And that brings us right back full circle into what is it that these universities are teaching kids? They're teaching them a spirit that is not being that is not of the Holy
Spirit. When you have this, something is happening that is stronger than the laws of the land. And so what these evil spirits are doing, with an S, evil spirits, and you need to read Jonathan Cahn's book, Return of the Gods.
Yes.
I mean, it just incredible if you want to go in depth on what's happening. These spirits are trying to change culture. And so if you change culture, if you accept a changed culture, the political correctness, if you will, is what changes culture. And then culture is what you call normal.
Yeah, that's right.
So what we're calling normal is being changed right before our very eyes.
And we have a new normal.
And we have a new normal, which is about, you know, just 10 feet out of the pit of hell as far as I'm concerned. But it's a new normal. And that's the reason these spirits are trying to do this. Amen.
All right. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Smith and Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.